This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Both factions of Nepali Congress approach the Election Commission for official recognition. Prime Minister Sushila Karki stresses need to move forward with restraint and unity in current situation. 28th Earthquake Safety Day being observed in Nepal today with various programs. And Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney meeting Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing today. Now the news in detail. The first meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Committee elected by the Special General Convention held yesterday formed a manifesto drafting committee under the coordination of Party President Gagan Kumar Thapa. Spokesperson Devraj Chalise said that the meeting held at Kupandol in Lalitpur decided to form the party's manifesto drafting committee for the upcoming elections. Likewise, the meeting decided to form an election mobilization committee under the coordination of Vice President Biswa Prakash Sharma. The meeting also decided to update records at the Election Commission following the selection of the party's new leadership through the Special General Convention. Meanwhile, Party President Gagan Kumar Thapa, along with other party office bearers, reached the Election Commission and submitted the documents related to the Special General Convention to Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Pandari. Speaking to journalists at the Commission, President Thapa claimed that the Special General Convention was conducted in accordance with the party statute. On the other hand, the dispute within the Nepali Congress has intensified after a Central Working Committee meeting held yesterday under the chairmanship of Acting President Purna Bahadur Khadka of the establishment faction expelled General Secretaries D.O. Gagan Kumar Thapa and Biswa Prakash Sharma, as well as Joint General Secretary Farmulla Mansur from the party, accusing them of acting in violation of the party statute. As a result, both factions have now approached the Election Commission seeking official recognition. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has called on all citizens to strengthen mutual harmony, cooperation, peace and national unity. Addressing a Maghi celebration organized by the Tharu community and other related organizations in Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister said Nepal's diversity is its strength and stressed the need for unity and restraint in the current situation. She noted that cultural festivals like Maghi play an important role in promoting tolerance and national cohesion. The Prime Minister also called on all to play their part in steering the country toward peace, stability and prosperity through mutual harmony, trust and cooperation. The 28th National Earthquake Safety Day is being observed today with the theme Preparedness of All Three Tiers of Government and Citizens, Earthquake Resilient Nepal, Our Shared Responsibility. The day is being observed with scheduled range of awareness and preparedness programs across the country. Every year on March 2nd, January 16, the day is observed to commemorate the great earthquake that occurred in 1934 AD and killed around 8,000 people across the country. The safety day is being observed since 2055 BS across the nation. President Ramchandra Podel has called for the successful conduct of the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5, saying it is essential to provide the country with a secure and forward-looking future in line with public aspirations. Addressing the Diamond Jubilee of Trivuvan Secondary School in Balewa of Baglung, the president said elections are best democratic way to ensure peace, good governance and development and prosperity, and urged all stakeholders to cooperate to make the electoral process successful. He stressed good governance to curb corruption and delays, voiced concern over youth migration and called for quality, practical and technology-friendly education linked to entrepreneurship, agriculture and national development. On the occasion, the president was presented with an artistic souvenir, Butte Nali, a traditional handcrafted stick made of bamboo and rattan. The stick carries the 200-year-old heritage with carvings of gods, birds and other motifs and symbolizes the protection and promotion of Pakdung's culture. Officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari has said the Election Commission is giving high priority to the use of information technology in election management for the upcoming House of Representative election scheduled for March 5. Inaugurating a training on the Integrated Election Management Information System and Cybersecurity in Kathmandu, Commissioner Bhandari said linking the voter list with the National Identity Card system has made voter registration more efficient. He stressed that information technology staff will play a crucial role in preventing misinformation, propaganda and hate speech during the election while also supporting voter education, election campaigns and strict implementation of the Election Code of Conduct. The Election Commission has expanded the use of IT in voter registration, candidate expenditure monitoring, observer management, nomination registration and election result publication. Computer operators from all 7 provinces and 77 district election offices are taking part in the training. With just 48 days for the House of Representatives election on March 5, the Election Commission has highlighted the crucial role of polling officers. According to official guidelines, polling officers must attend election training, receive and verify voter ID cards and polling materials, and coordinate with staff, volunteers and security personnel. On election day, they are responsible for setting up polling stations, monitoring voting, briefing observers and media, and ensuring compliance with the Election Code of Conduct. They are also ordered to securely hand over ballot boxes and other materials after voting. Polling officers are empowered under the Election Offences Act to conduct elections fairly, impartially, and independently. The Department of Health Services has launched an initiative supported by the Asian eHealth Information Network to integrate health data and improve governance of health statistics and public access to information. Speaking at a workshop in Kathmandu, officials said the program will help raise public awareness of health rights guaranteed by the Constitution and support the implementation of the Digital Nepal framework. The initiative builds on the department's 10-year digital health roadmap supported by the World Health Organization to improve integrated and accessible health information for citizens. Both the revenue and expenditure of the government has appeared weak in the midterm review of the current fiscal year budget. According to the Financial Controller General Office FCGO, the government's revenue has shrunk to 38% and spending to 35% against the annual target as of mid-January. For the current fiscal year, the government had proposed a budget of 1,964 billion and 100 million rupees. By mid-January, 690,216.4 million rupees has been spent, which comes to 35.14% of the annual target. The budget expenditure under the current headings for the reporting period is 41.25% of the annual target. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is set to meet Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing today. According to the BBC, the Canadian Prime Minister arrived in China on Wednesday evening and has held a meeting with Chinese Premier Li Qiang yesterday. Officials have described the visit as a significant step forward after Canada-China relations hit a low in 2018 following the arrest of a top Huawei official in Vancouver on a U.S. warrant. The Canadian Prime Minister is then leaving for Doha of Qatar tomorrow for talks with the Emir of Qatar. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy over the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi and Sudarpashchim province and mainly fair over the remaining areas. Meanwhile, mist is likely to occur at some places over the Tarai region today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Both factions of Nepali Congress approach the Election Commission for official recognition. Prime Minister Sushila Karki stresses need to move forward with restraint and unity in current situation. 28th Earthquake Safety Day being observed in Nepal today with various programs. And Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney meeting Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing today. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.